Welcome to the Travel More podcast. Today, we're going to share with you our foundational strategy and how we set our year up for success. We'll share how we use New Year's to prioritize travel, find deals, and pull a trigger for your best year yet. If you're ready to make this year your year of travel, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Travel More podcast.
Each episode, we share custom itineraries, travel hacks, expert advice, and even stories of our past travel failures to help you level up your travel game.
I'm Shelly, a lover of plans, itineraries, and cheap flights. I'm an expert deal finder with one eye always on the budget.
And I'm Bruce, the improviser, ready to pick up where plans fail to turn letdowns into unexpected trip favorites. We're here to bust through barriers that stop you from making your travel dreams a reality.
So book that flight, buy the tickets, and say hello to your next adventure.
This is the Travel More Podcast. Happy New Year and welcome to our first episode.
Woohoo!
We're so excited to get this going and share with you today kind of an overview of where our podcast, what our podcast is going to bring to you each week.
Yeah, we've been working on this like our love child of a podcast for a while now. We've taken different mediums. We had a blog for a long time. We did a little bit of social media dabbling, but we really think that this is the best way to get all of our ideas and really be able to share our ideas of how we travel so much with everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, this being the new year, we thought the best way to start was to go over our general strategy. And it's almost like a New Year's resolution. I don't know when we started to do this, but we've made it a habit now of every year looking at our year and thinking about what trips we might take.
Yeah, this is like the number one thing I tell people, what we're going to go over in just a minute, about how to really set yourself up for success and being able to travel and kind of pull the trigger on those bigger trips, especially if you've been one that you kind of just linger and look and hope that one day will happen. This is your sign this is your year.
This is the chance. This is the time to do it. And this is when everyone's thinking about, what are my goals for this year? What do I want to do differently? And if you want to travel more, you really want to listen to what we've got for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get too far and get into that really great, awesome strategy, let's talk about who we are.
Yeah, why not, right? Yeah. I mean, like, why listen to us? Who are we? What do we do?
Yeah, so just as a quick, well, this is almost like a dating bio. We are a couple. We're in our early 30s. We have no kids.
We're married.
Yep. We own our own house and we have two cars. And that'll come up later of why that even matters. We have generally moderate salaries. So we're combined into six figures. And we've been traveling with up to half that amount because we've been traveling for the last 10 years together. We started with like a combined $55,000.
Right. Maybe 10, less actually.
Yeah, $10 an hour kind of gigs 10 years ago. And now we're up to the six figures combined.
Right. And, you know, when we think about where we've come, a lot of the strategies we have can apply when you're making less money or where you're at right now. But we wanted to give you an idea of what we've learned moving from budget type travel to now what we're considering like budget conscious travel and really thinking about making the most with what you have.
Yeah. So we, as a couple now, we take usually three international trips a year. And we also take a domestic trip about every month. And some of those are road trips and some of those are flying, kind of depends. And we have no credit card debt or any type of high interest debt. And we still have retirement funds. So we're not just throwing every single penny we made to travel, although it may feel like it sometimes to our friends and family. You know, we still have that personal finance kind of in the back of our head.
Right. So just to give you an idea, this isn't something that runs you into debt and it's not something you have to make a ton of money, but there's still ways to travel throughout your, if you're in a similar situation to us.
Right. So now, as kind of Bruce mentioned earlier, you know, we're finding this kind of what we find the golden middle road. So we have a little bit more money than we had when we had only 55 grand to spend. So we're not staying in things like hostels anymore. But we're also not staying at the Ritz-Carlton. So it's kind of this golden middle row of budget and luxury travel that we're just calling budget conscious travel. How to get the most out of all of your money while still being very comfortable in your travels, doing everything that you want to do, just not spending any more to do it.
So without further ado, let's get into what we call our travel talk strategy. Now, this is the primary thing we find to be the most helpful and building your year and getting the most out of trips that you might be able to take. And it really starts at this new year time.
Yeah, which is exactly why we wanted to launch this podcast right away, right in January. So you could also go through the travel talk with people that you're traveling with. So you could start right off the bat.
So really what this looks like is you got to sit down with your full calendar and your budget in front of you. You know, we always like to do this definitely with a cocktail or a drink in our hands. You could get a fancy coffee, whatever it is, but find a time that you have to commit to this.
Yeah. And, you know, and I mean, make it fun. Maybe everyone doesn't feel like this, but for me, talking about money is my literal least favorite thing. So finding just a fun little thing to break it up, like a fancy coffee or a cocktail, to me makes this more of an enjoyable, like, look at all the great things we're going to get to do this year, as opposed to a look at all this money we have to save or spend or whatever.
So the first step to this is looking at your time off. And what type of time off do you have? We always think, is it fixed or is it flexible?
So for us, we haven't actually mentioned this, but we both work in schools. So for us, our time off is very fixed. It is not flexible at all. It's very difficult to take time off beyond the scope of what we already have. So ours is decided for us. So we take it and we look at the calendar and all the time that we already have allotted off to us. If you're a flexible time off, so you don't have breaks already kind of melded into your year, you just have a certain amount of time off that you can take in the year, you're more of the flexible time off, which, so you're going to want to sit down and figure out how many trips you want to take as opposed to what days you already have.
Right. And another thing to think about is some people might have flexible time off, but you have inflexible things that you do, or maybe you have children that play soccer or, you know, participate in some activity. Then you might want to think more of your time off as fixed around the other things that you want to commit to. So
absolutely,
this is really finding what times are you able to commit to plan a trip.
Yes. So right away, first thing to do is write them down. Write down either that you want to take 1 week-long trip and 2 weekend trips, or that you specifically want to travel in like these 2 weeks of June or between these 2 weeks in June or whatever it may be. So that's the very first step, is literally write down a reasonable amount of time that you can travel this year and when. Let me point out that you are not choosing right now for either fixed or flexible budget. You are not choosing where you want to go.
Right.
So that might feel a little counterintuitive, but, you know, let us explain a little later. But you're just writing down that you want to travel this much or at these times, and that's it.
So once you have those times down, the next step is to choose a budget for each one of those times. And this is something that'll get better the more you travel, because you'll have a better idea of what's possible. You can look back at things that you've done before, but we'll give you a quick rundown of what we would start out with.
So if you're sitting there thinking right now, well, I have no idea how much, you know, to budget or how many trips I even think would be possible, let us start you out this year. So if you're a person who hasn't traveled in the last little bit, maybe COVID got in your way, maybe even before that you were traveling inconsistently, we would start out with 1 week-long trip and 2 weekend trips, because that seems very doable. But just think, if you haven't traveled in 3 years, at the end of this year, you'll have been on 3 different trips. That's a huge upgrade from your last 3 years, and it's only going to get more after that. So let's show you how we would break down those 3 trips.
So for Shelly and me, we look at this as what's called a player 1 and player 2, like, strategy. And that's what they would call it in the points and miles world, which means we're traveling as a pair.
Right.
So obviously we're married, but it doesn't mean you have to be married to think this way. I would just consider you have another person you're traveling. So the price breakdown that we're going to give you is considering a pair traveling together. And what we're looking at is each person saving $200 a month.
So for $200 a month, you could do 1 week-long trip for $3,000. So in our world, that would be an international trip, but you probably have to stay tuned to figure out how we're going to do that. And then 2 weekend trips at $800 a piece. You could also make this into 1 3-day weekend at a bigger destination like Disney or Universal.
So if you're confused because we don't have destinations yet, don't worry, because we're about to get there.
Yeah. So the very next thing is that you're going to sign up for Scotch Cheap Flights. You can use the free version if you're not totally sure, or you can jump into the paid version. We've done both, and they're both extremely helpful. Clearly now we have the paid version, but honestly, both versions are going to give you great deals. So if you don't already know what Scotch Cheap Flights is, it's essentially just a system that alerts you when flights drop below what they normally are at a significant. So for example, we live next to JFK. So JFK is one of the airports that we get alerts for. And we'll get a flight deal for a $350 flight from JFK to Paris, which did actually happen. So we get that alert and we put it into Google Flights to see if any of the dates work for us. Google Flights is just a place that searches all airline carriers at the same time. And we saw that it does go out of JFK in the week that we can use it. Then we go directly to that airport's website to book it. So there's no sketchy third party. You don't have to worry about any of that. It's literally just an alert to tell you that it exists at that time. And the difference between the free and premium is that free sends you some deals. Premium sends you all the deals.
All right. So back to destinations. You know, how are we actually getting the most important thing, right? Like, where are you going? And really the thing that we find is to travel more, the destination has to come to you.
I know that sounds weird. That's probably like, it's almost what like a are zen. You saying?
Yeah, let the destination show itself to you.
Yeah, but it's real. So that is our number one tip for traveling more, is to let go of your
list. Whatever, you know, a lot of times people say, I've always been trying to get to maybe Disney, or I've always wanted to go to Europe. And guess what? You never end up going.
Yeah, you don't go anywhere.
You don't go anywhere. You don't even, right. So what we're saying is reverse that thinking. Follow this plan and you'll find yourself traveling more in general.
And you'll probably end up at those places, right, 9 out of 10 times, because they're probably the bigger destinations anyways. And that's typically where those deals go. And you're going to find a lot of like amazing places in the meantime.
Yeah, you'll find things that you wouldn't have thought would be places you'd want to go, which has already happened to us.
Oh, yeah.
So really it's waiting for those deals to pop up. Yep. And one of those things we talked about, Scott's Cheap Flights, you can see an itinerary. And now that you've got half the work done, or almost more than half of it done by finding the times of the year that you've carved out with that New Year's talk, you've attached the budget.
So you've been saving for $200 a month.
So then when the deal pops up, you don't have to let it go. You've already committed. You've already talked to the person you're traveling with. You know what it is, so you can grab it.
Right. You're already halfway to yes. And this is exactly how we're able to go to Europe multiple times a year for $3,000.
Exactly.
Of course, this is our very favorite fundamental kind of strategy for getting to travel more. But this is not the only, and we've only barely tipped the iceberg on the things that we do to make sure that we can travel throughout the year. So coming up in this Travel More podcast, we're going to have amazing episodes like how we do those multiple $3,000 international trips a year, how we travel to high cost places like Disney and Universal, how we go about adding to our travel budget every year through personal finances, as well as some travel hacking.
So if you're ready to make 2023 your year of travel, join our travel club through our Patreon link, where you can connect to like-minded travelers, get one-to-one coaching from us, be entered into monthly giveaways, and you might even find a way to unlock Scott's Cheap Flights Premium for free.
You can also find us on other places in the internet, like travelmorepodcast.com. We have our Instagram, The Travel Mores, as well as our subreddit, Travel More. Did you know that every time you book a Disney or Universal vacation, you're paying for a service that you may not even be using?
Really?
That's right. Travel agent costs are added to your Disney or Universal vacation, whether you use one or not.
So you're telling me that I'm paying for something even though I'm not getting the help?
You got it. So next time you want to book a theme park vacation, make your money work for you. By booking with Magic Pass Travel, you'll get our expertise and years of experience without paying any extra and while supporting a small business.
Check out our show notes to find our contact information.
Can't wait to help you plan your next adventure.